On walks these days with my dog Luna, we pass by at least 10 graveyards. Now, these are not associated with a church or part of any formal memorial setting. They are on people's lawns throughout my neighborhood. Usually there's at least 2 tombstones, well-worn, with odd inscriptions like, "You are next," or "I'm a goner." Some say, "Rest in peace," though it appears not to be the case because often there's bones that seem to be trying to crawl out from under the ground. Some of these gravesites even have cobwebs or spooky music. Of course, you know what's going on here. It's Halloween. Jack-o'-lanterns, trick-or-treating, costumes, parties, ghouls, goblins, and witches. Our holiday is a hodgepodge built up from traditions that are ancient as well as modern. In North America, Halloween is a decidedly secular holiday, one where our celebrations seem to get scarier and scarier each year, rivaling the macabre that seems prevalent in our movies and TV these days. Even death is not scary enough. Zombies currently rule our airwaves. Apparently, the dead now rise up and try to eat us. At Halloween, we make scary images of death to frighten ourselves, perhaps distracting ourselves from the reality of death, or laughing at death in a belief that we can minimize it. It is not a coincidence that Halloween occurs at this time of year. The cycles of the earth make death very present. Our gardens are coming to an end, the fields are harvested, days are shortening, and we are all aware that the darkness will be lengthening and deepening in the coming months. From its earliest origins throughout its developing history, this holiday we call Halloween has been about the death and ghosts of people. The Celts believe that on the last night of October, the spirits of the dead return to the earth to mix with the living. The veil between the worlds of the living and the dead is its thinnest. They would put out food for the spirits. Farmers would give the first fruits of the harvest to the dead as an offering. The Celts call this holiday Samhain. There are other cultures that take this holiday quite seriously, take the idea of death and those who have passed on seriously on this day. In Mexico and Latin American countries, the Day of the Dead combines Roman Catholic rituals of All Saints and All Souls with millennial old Mexican traditions. The holiday includes solemn religious rites such as masses and prayers for the dead in church. Here the dead are not feared, but are welcomed. Families may keep candlelight vigils through the night on the gravesites of their dead, singing and remembering, giving their children a connection across time and space with their ancestors. This congregation has celebrated the Day of the Dead with an elaborate altar, photos of beloved dead, food, and other festive items of celebration and remembrance. Now, to some of us, the idea of spending the night in the cemetery may seem morbid. Calling on the spirits of the dead may seem superstitious or even flaky. And yet, these practices may be more mature than our North American approach of avoidance or exploitation of death. Peter Morales, our UUA president, speaking of the Day of the Dead, said, "Traditional cultures with their mediums and ghosts and reincarnations have understood intuitively something we've repressed. The dead don't die, they live on." In our service today, we will celebrate our beloved dead. A bit later on in our time this morning, we will have a guided meditation that will give you an opportunity to visit with your beloved dead. We will speak their names out loud into this space. Though it is often not talked about in our culture, many people have a practice of talking with their beloved dead. It can be a healing and nurturing process. When I am missing a beloved being who has died, I will often go to a place in my mind where I can see them, I can talk to them, I can be with them. I can hold my beloved kitty in my arms and feel her soft purr and feel her soft fur. I can ask my grandmother for advice and the unconditional love that she gave me when she was alive. I can feel their love and their presence. Do I believe that I'm really talking with them? I don't ask that question. It doesn't matter, and I don't care. I don't need to know. I simply feel their presence and take comfort in it. The dead are not gone from us. They are here with us in our memories, in our hearts. They are a part of us. So let's celebrate this season of the great mystery of death. Let us honor our beloved dead and be present to this time of year when the spirits are close by. Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, spirits draw near.